Navasota Zone, Willie 1550 and 98.7. Hello there, I'm Kenny Graves, and very, very excited. I have one of my music heroes on the line with us. He was the founder of Asleep at the Wheel in West Virginia back in 1970. They are winners of 10 Grammy Awards. They have 20 albums to their credit and 20 hit singles on the country music chart, and they have carved out a unique niche in country music with their brand of Western Swing and Boogie Woogie. He's a Texas icon. He is Ray Benson. Hello, Ray. How are you?
Kenny, good morning.
Good morning, sir. Glad to have you on. I appreciate you taking a few minutes to talk with us. You got a big show coming up we want to talk about here in just a bit, and it's going to be a bit different than the usual. It's going to be with the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra, and you're going to have an entire orchestra behind that tight band. That's going to be something phenomenal.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Well, we're going to get to your incredible story. I love the way you've traveled around from where you started. Now, let me get this right. You were in a square dance band with your sister at the ripe old age of 11. So even as a child, you developed a love for a lot of different genres, correct?
Well, I was in a square dance band, but not with my sister. My sister and I had a little folk singing group. But, yeah, I played the square dances on the weekends. And then we sang, my sister, myself, and two neighbors had a group called the 4Gs, and we did folk music and country music. You know.
So as far as being an instrumentalist, when did you start playing? What age?
I was 9 when I picked up the guitar.
All right. And then, of course, as you grew older, you founded what we now know as the legendary Asleep at the Wheel in your hometown, about 1970, correct?
Yeah, it wasn't in my hometown, but it was in West Virginia, yeah. We actually moved to a farm in West Virginia in 1970, yeah.
Okay, and you guys were opening for some names like Alice Cooper and Hot Tuna?
Well, that was our first show. It was a big rock and roll show, and I had met some of the guys, and they put us on the show in Washington, D.C., and then we settled into more country music.
Okay. And then you guys moved out west to California, where names like Van Morrison crossed your path as a fan, correct?
Yeah, Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airmen were good friends there, and they invited us out. We were going to stay for 6 weeks and wound up staying for 2.5 years. So, Van heard us playing and just mentioned us in Rolling Stones magazine, and then a lot of record companies started
coming
after us.
You got mentioned in Rolling Stone back then. That was a big achievement, right?
Yeah, that was a big deal because all of a sudden all these record companies wanted to make a record on us.
Yes, sir. And then around sometime there in the early 70s, on the advice of Willie Nelson, you guys made the big move to Texas.
Yeah, we put out the first record, and Willie heard us doing Bob Wills music. And he said, y'all ought to come down. I'll put you on some shows. Now, you got to remember, Willie was just playing small clubs then. But we were thrilled because he was one of our heroes.
Okay. And then, you came to Austin. You guys became one of the centerpieces of the music scene in Texas. And then you, because you also were active in a lot of other things, did you serve on the board for Austin City Limits for a time?
Yeah, well, we did the first Austin City Limits. Willie had shot a pilot back in 74, and they said, oh, we want a whole series of 13 shows, and we were the first show, and they said, who do you want on the show? I said, the Texas Playboys, and they said, who are they? Because they had been off the radar for so many years. And so anyway, we had it. And so that was fun. And then, oh gosh, it was later in the 80s when Austin City Limits, the television show, was having a lot of problems. And it wasn't sure whether they were going to continue. And I got on the board for about 5 or 6 years and helped write the ship.
Yeah, it kind of resurrected the program. And then I think you had a way that you connected to a lot of younger folks these days. A lot of people know you as the longtime host of the Texas music scene, which spotlighted some of the great artists in the Texas and red dirt scene.
Yeah, I did that for 7 years and felt like it was time to move on. And but we had really shown that there was this viable scene of the Texas red dirt music that Nashville was kind of ignoring. And so we were able to do that, which is great.
A hugely popular program as well. But I told my son, he's 26, and I told him I was going to be interviewing you. He's like, from the Texas music scene? I was like, yeah. So I'll send you some of their music. Trust me. Just trust me on that. Okay, now, just a sidebar, is there an artist out there that you guys haven't worked with yet or toured with that you would really like to?
Well, it technically we have, but old Casey Musgraves, you know, when she was 9 years old, she sang Miles of Texas with us.
But that was fun.
I love Casey. She's and we have reconnected. I've spoken with her, but I don't think that's going to happen. But we go out. We did five shows with George Strait last year, and this year. So that's always a pleasure. Margot Price, like Margot. I'd love to play a show with her. It'd be fun.
And you guys, I'm really excited about this big show coming up Sunday the 22nd, Rudder Auditorium in College Station over at Texas A&M. Asleep at the Wheel, backed up by the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra at 5 p.m. Have you done that before?
Yeah, we've done it for a number of years. In fact, we did an album, which is not available anymore, but we did an album with the Fort Worth Symphony and recorded it. Yeah, we do Faded Love, but with 70 fiddles instead of two.
That's going to be wild.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Miles of Texas, Choo Choo Boogie. It's a lot of fun.
All right. And tell the folks how they can keep up with you guys and your busy schedule on social media.
Yeah, well, we got all that stuff, Facebook, Asleep at the Wheel, Ray Benson. I got a page, Facebook, Asleep at the Wheel. I know we do the Twitter thing, but not as regular as you might think. But the Facebook has that, and asleepatthewheel.com has all of our, if you want a T-shirt or a CD or a record, and also it has our touring schedule.
The best-sounding live band you'll ever see, and we have a chance here in Aggieland, so make sure you catch that show. A Texas icon, Ray Benson, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it very much.
Right on, Kenny. I appreciate it. And y'all come on down, and it's a once-in-a-lifetime show. We don't do the symphony show very often.
He speaks the truth. All right, for Ray Benson, I'm Kenny Graves on Willie 1550 and 98.7.